This is St. Louis Public Radio. Thousands are expected in Springfield, Illinois this weekend for the 150th anniversary of the funeral of President Abraham Lincoln. Among them will be local historians who built the coffin that will be used in the funeral reenactments. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has the story of the Lincoln coffin.
The funeral hymns are mournful, reverent, played on Civil War-era trumpets and bugles. It's 1865 once more in the land of Lincoln, and America's slain president is finally coming home. On Sunday, an army of 1,200 uniformed reenactors will escort a coffin through the streets of Springfield, Illinois. It will be a somber spectacle, recreating the grand funeral procession for Abraham Lincoln, who was buried in the city cemetery 150 years ago. The coffin is a replica of the one built by a Washington undertaker for the assassinated president. Local historian Tim Tomlinson, who spent hours researching and organizing the project, says nothing less would do.
There's a sense of history here that we're participating in a really important event, that we're honoring a man who is one of the most widely admired men of all time.
They call it the Great Rivers Lincoln Coffin. It's named for the historical societies of Grafton, Elsa, and Chautauqua, Illinois, that have joined together to have it built. The towns are located about 40 miles north of St. Louis on the Great River Road. The coffin is constructed of native walnut, which has been covered with black wool broadcloth and adorned with silver stars. The interior is finished with white silk and satin, even though no body will ever lie in it. Tomlinson says people ask why they didn't just build a box of plywood and cover it with a flag.
As people who have a respect for history, if we say that this is a replica of the coffin that Lincoln's body was carried in from Washington City to Springfield, then we can't build it of plywood.
Businesses donated most of the materials and labor because they recognized the significance of the project.
Well, how many telephone calls are you going to receive where on the other end of the line someone says, "We're building a coffin and I think you might be interested in this"?
Katie Spindell is an organizer of the sesquicentennial event in Springfield. She says the coffin is just one example of the lengths volunteers have been willing to go to.
They've done an extraordinary job. They really have. I'm always touched and amazed by the thoughtfulness and the interest of all of these people who are doing such extraordinary things.
One group built a replica of the hearse that carried the coffin. Another recreated the rail car that bore Lincoln's body from Washington on a two-week journey that allowed a million Americans to bid him farewell. In 1865, an estimated 150,000 mourners made their way to Springfield to pay respects to the man who abolished slavery and held the nation together during the Civil War. But Spindell has no idea how many people to expect this weekend.
There's no way to know, because it's never been done before. There's no precedence for this. I would say we'll have tens of thousands, but I have told everyone, you need to call me on May 4th, and I'll give you an idea of how many people were there.
After the final hymn echoes through Oak Ridge Cemetery on Sunday, Tomlinson says his group will start looking for a museum to exhibit their Lincoln project. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.